Is that Baptist or Evangelical Nandina?
It is. Evangelic, I believe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the details.
Okay. All right. So let me share the gospel with you, right? You understand, right, that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's a creator. We've sinned and we've broken our righteousness before him. And it's this way. Let's say you had a debt for $100 million. Can you pay it?
No.
See, the same way we have that sin debt problem before God. We've all ruined our righteousness before him. We can't pay, right?
Right.
The good news is that Jesus came, God in the flesh, and he became the sacrifice and the payment that we need, right? We have no hope outside of this. That's the good news of what Jesus did for it. But then it doesn't stop there, right? This is the good news of what God did. Now it's our response to it, right? What must you and I do to be saved? Do you know what that is?
Humility.
That's a good step, right?
That's the path to it.
Well, humbleness is a big part of it. I've been learning that lately. The first step that we need to have is faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God, the Bible says.
That's right.
What would you say faith is?
What I would say faith is?
Well, describe it. What is faith?
Letting go.
Not really. See, we grew up in a religious cult, okay? I grew up religious all my life, okay? You asked me for 25 years of my life if I'm a Christian, I would have said yes. I would have said, I believe in Jesus, I'm a Christian, okay?
Yeah.
Not true. Because the difference is, there's belief, which is that mental assent and that head knowledge, and oh yeah, I believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
And then there's actual biblical faith. Okay, faith is more than just that head knowledge, that mental assent and agreement to it.
Right.
Faith is an actual trust, conviction, and allegiance to follow and obey, right?
Yes.
It's like this. This is the difference, okay?
When I said letting go, what I really meant to say was letting go of everything around you and just living amongst the chaos and just being having faith that,
well,
where,
that
where you're going is
gonna
be good.
That's kind of vague though. See, it's the difference. I was gonna go back to describing faith. Let's say you're in this water and someone's drowning, okay?
Right.
And you toss them a life rope, okay?
Yeah.
Now, everybody will look at the life rope and agree, that can pull me out.
Okay.
Okay, that's belief. It's looking at it, realizing it's there, it is what it is. Faith, grabbing onto it with both hands and not letting go.
Right.
Even if the waves keep smashing at you, that faith will have faith that you know it's going to drag you out. You cling to it, then you grasp it, then you hold on. It's deeper, do you understand?
Yeah.
So when you have that faith in what Christ did, in his work for us, that we need him, then you must repent.
Yeah.
What is repentance?
Repenting is to... what's the word? The words are not coming to me right now.
Okay, I can help you. Repentance means change your mind, change your heart, and change your ways. It means I'm going this way. That's my sin, the world, my flesh, my lust, everything I want. You turn around. And I go that way where God is and righteousness and holiness.
Okay.
You turn away from your sin and you turn toward God and his ways. That's repentance, okay?
Yes.
It's a lot of people would think, like, in a religious system, like, for example, the Roman Catholics, whatnot, they think it's confessing your sins, doing a ritual, okay? And other people think it's feeling sorry for them, but it's you turning away from your sin and turning toward God and his ways, right? And then, right, so... God sees a willing vessel, okay? The Bible says that draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. God gives the Spirit to them that obey. And when God sees that you're coming to him in actual faith, like you said, you're humbling yourself under God's hand and you repent and turn towards him, he sends the Spirit, and that's when you're born again. Do you know what born again means?
I mean to be born again. I don't know another way to say it, but to start over.
But you see, born again is not something we do.
Right.
What we do is we come in that faith and that repentance to him. We make ourselves the vessel. Born again is the work that the Spirit does in us. It's the Spirit of God coming within us and he transforms us. He gives us a new heart and a new mind. Right? Jesus likened it to the wind. It's hard to see the wind, but you can see the effects of the wind. And the effects is you have a new heart and a new mind, your new creation. You never get rid of this flesh. We don't. Not this side of heaven. We don't get rid of our flesh. But if you have a transformed heart, whereas in your flesh, you go and you like your sin, you like your partying, you like your lifestyle, you like your sin. If you're born again, you hate it. Your flesh might want you to sin, and you're not, and the flesh is always going to want you to sin.
Yeah.
With your new heart as a born-again saint, you hate your sin. And the fruit, that's the fruit. That's the defining factor then, is the fruit. A false convert says, I've been born again, I love Jesus, and they live just the way they have. They might change one or two things, and they live like the world and the culture and everything. The actual born-again, blood-bought saint that has been regenerated doesn't live that way. They live the life of holiness, righteousness, truth, and obedience. That's what marks God's people. And it's not, you're not finished then. It's not accept Jesus in your heart and you're saved or something like that. You have to keep going and enduring in that, right? See, our testimony is the same. We grew up in that religious cult.
Yeah.
And when we actually started reading and obeying God's word, we actually started reading and testing the scripture.
Yeah.
Some biblical saints told us truth. And I didn't listen originally. I was like, no way, I'm wrong. I'm a Christian. No way, that's mean-spirited, whatever. And I actually had to go to God's word. I actually had to have that difference between that head knowledge and that faith in Christ and what he did. I had to realize, you know, Jesus didn't die so I could keep living in my sin. Jesus died so that we could be set free from sin and live to holiness to God. And then we actually had to start repenting and turning. We had to come out of that. And where we're at is what you're talking about. Walking humbly before God, learning what it means to kill our flesh and our pride, learning what it means to actually walk as a disciple of Jesus Christ and not just as a dead religious person, right?
Right.
And a big part of that is coming out of the world, right? What does that mean? Do you know?
I mean, like disconnecting.
Well, yeah, because see, Jesus said we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Correct. Right.
Okay, now there's two kingdoms that God's word tells us about. Okay, this is fundamental, okay? There's the kingdom of God, light, truth, holiness, righteousness. It's what God created and ordained according to the Spirit, okay?
Yeah.
And then there's the kingdom of Satan, the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Lies, darkness, false ways. Now, when we're talking about that, we're not talking about the ocean and the birds and the fish and the trees. That's God's creation, okay? When we're talking about the world, it's this. It's the culture. It's what man does. Sports, politics, entertainment, TV and movies, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, pride and vanity, all of that. That is the world that we need to come out of. You need to pull away from that and separate yourself, right? And that's what it means. You know what the word church means? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
See, I grew up thinking I was part of the church, but I was part of a religious body. But actual church, if you look up the word, it means ecclesia in the Greek. You know what it means?
No.
It means the called out ones. The true church and body of Christ is not a religious group that you would do your Sunday worship in. It's not a denomination. It's the blood-bought, set-apart saints of God that are walking in holiness and obedience, that don't live and hold on to willful sin, right? That's the body that you need to be a part of. That's where we need to strive and walk in and learn. Right?
And then there's a good word.
You understand?
I mean, that's where I would like to be. I'm on the way there.
Where are you in the gospel?
I am.
Do you think you've been born again?
I feel it. I know it.
Why do you think that?
Because I just do. I don't know, man. You know, I know. It's okay, though. I just do, man. I don't know. It's hard to explain it to you because I'm me and I know myself.
Yeah. I just like to help.
I'm in my skin, and I had my experiences in this mess already that, I am disconnecting. And so I'm still in the beginning stages of navigating through that. So you giving me this.
Well, that's it.
It's confirmation.
It might be a God appointment, because let me help you with something. Following your experiences is exceedingly dangerous, because you know why? It's flesh. You got to follow Jesus Christ, who is the truth, the word of God, the Bible, which is truth. Jesus himself said, thy word is truth. You got to found and root that, because again, I go back to like sharing where I'm coming from. Again, you would have asked me for any time in point in 25 years if I was a Christian, I would have said yes. I believe that. However, you take your life, you lay it next to God's word. Does it match? Or does God's word say this and you're doing this? Does God's word say don't do this and you're doing it? Right, testing yourself to the scriptures.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you talking to me. What was your name?
Oscar.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Tell you what, take that card. That's our body's website. My older brother just walked.
I'm already on top of it.
Email us and see if we can help you in the things of God.
Oh, yeah.
Because accountability has played a huge part in my walk, because the Bible tells us there's the way that seems right unto a man, the end thereof is death. You follow your experiences, your emotions, your feelings, where you're going on all of that, it's going to lead you to death. It's the flesh. You got to come out of that and follow God's word, all right?
Oh, yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely contact you guys and look it up.
We'll see.
And I'll stay in touch. I'm new to the emailing though.
If you email and you're serious and you're a truth seeker, my brother will give you his phone number and we'll see.
All right.
I have an older brother in the faith. We'd love to help you in the things of God.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I'm here to say I need it, bro.
Yeah. One more thing. Do yourself a big favor. Stop going to church.
Well,
Jesus Christ did not start 40,000 denominations, men did. The modern denominations are not biblical. Okay, I came out of that. One of my younger brothers came out of the Lutherans. The evangelicals have so many lies, false ways, and heresies that they keep to be of the world. They're not actually following Jesus Christ. They're following man-made religion because they want you to fill their building and give them money every Sunday. That's not Jesus Christ and what he ordained, all right? You have to come out of all of that. The church systems are full of lies and false ways.
Again, I'm sorry, but when I say church, right, what I mean is this. This is...
Well, you said earlier you go to one...
Disconnecting from this chaos and transforming it into my church.
You can't do that.
You
can't do anything. You know what you need to do? You were talking about humility. I've had to learn this, and I'm actually still in the process of learning it. Lay down your intellectualism. Lay down your pride. Lay down what you think you know, what you think you can do, what you think is of you. Lay it all down and humble yourself. You're talking about humility. Humble yourself under God and walk in His ways and let God lift you up. Because religious pride, that's what it is, intellectualism, it's caused a lot of issues in me because I was growing up. Like, you're prideful and you know you are somewhere. You think you're figuring it out. You think you got it going on.
Again,
that's really dangerous.
I don't think I'm navigating. That's what I'm going to...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to let you go and think about that, but that's just a warning for me.
Okay,
you got to lay down your
out.
Pride and intellectualism, all right? Follow
so
Jesus.
Much. Amen.
Go deep, sir.